17 years ago, I stopped for gas in Baltimore. I was driving from New York to Florida. I needed gas. I stopped. I haven't left yet. After a series of interesting jobs like mystery shopping Victoria's Secret, ended up managing a bar called Darty's. I don't know if anybody's heard of it. It's down by the state office complex, down by MICA, University of Baltimore. And had a lot of teachers that would come in for Friday happy hours to get drunk. And most of these teachers were first-year teachers, second-year teachers. And I don't know if you remember Kurt Schmoke, when he was mayor, did the Baltimore, the city that breeds. And the rationale in it for the schools was they could save money by getting rid of the librarians and the libraries and then make each teacher have to buy the books for their classroom. Not giving them the money to buy the books, not telling them where they could find the books. Most of these teachers would teach for America. So they'd take a college graduate from Nebraska, stick them in Baltimore City and tell them, go find books. So I've always been a fan of books. And I can't walk by a copy of To Kill a Mockingbird for 10 cents and not buy it. I used to go up to the thrift stores up on York Road and buy kids' books for 10 for a dollar. I used to just throw them back in my van. I'd give them away to kids, give them away to whoever. So I started giving them away to the teachers. And I'd let the teachers go through before they got too drunk that each Friday. I never locked my van. I kept on hoping somebody would, like, steal some trash out of it. So I just let them go through the van and take all the books they wanted. So other people at the bar started to hear about what I was doing, so they started giving me books. And other people started to hear about what I was doing, so they started taking books. It just kind of grew. And I take about 10% of my tip money each week and go out and buy books. It's kind of like mystery shopping in reverse. So eventually, some of the teachers decided to get together, and they treat me to 501c3 status. What that means is that's the IRS designation of a nonprofit, so that people who donated books to me, or shelving, or whatever else, they could take a tax write-off. I just really didn't feel like dealing with paperwork. So eventually I decided to do a brilliant thing, and I decided to quit the bar and give away books full time. Yeah. So that's what I did. I quit the bar. And when I was leaving the bar, people asked me, so what are you leaving here to do? Well, you know, the book thing that I've been doing. Hence the name, The Book Thing. Since everything came through the bar in the early years, our book sorting system was very complex. All the children's books were in Budweiser boxes. Classics were Jack Daniels. We had romance novels in Rolling Rocks. And they were spread in my van, in my apartment, in various people's garages all around town. I had the only apartment where I had a cat that couldn't turn around. She actually had to wait for me to open up the door to my apartment so she could turn around and go back to her food dish. It's actually true. No joke. So I rented a basement. I rented the basement at 2645 North Charles. It was your typical Baltimore row house basement. 900 square feet, no heat, no water, 3 outlets, 2 windows that didn't open, 1 door. A great place to invite the whole city to come and take books. I got all the shelving from, I don't know if you guys remember, McGilvery's Pharmacy. So half the room was shelved with drug shelves. And again, we sort books very diligently, my volunteers and I. So in the Prozac department was our travel books and acids. That was classics. Then the rest of the shelving, I still needed more shelving. I went to the scratch and dent place down on Eastern Avenue. And they had just gotten all the shelving from a cigarette wholesaler. So all the shelves had tags saying what brand of cigarettes went where. So between the liquor boxes, the drugs, and the cigarettes, I really was building a family-friendly place. But eventually we ended up buying our current location, which is 7,000 luxurious square feet. And right now we're giving away about 20,000 books a week to about 1,000 people a weekend. And people still ask me what I do, and I just say it's kind of like the book thing. Thank you very much.